Forbes, Fortune, Time. These are among the world's best magazines, and they're all available on demand right in your pocket with the Texture app. Texture gives you immediate and unlimited access to more than 160 titles on your tablet and smartphone, tons of exclusive extras, and years of back issues. Explore all the topics that interest you, plus get recommended articles from Texture's editorial team. Right now, Wall Street Journal listeners can try Texture for free at texture.com/Wall Street. That's texture.com/Wall Street.
Hello, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. From New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Watching Your Wealth host, Veronica Dagger, gets the skinny on how to become a successful investor, coming up.
From Wall Street to Main Street to Your Street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
This is Veronica Dagger, and you're listening to Watching Your Wealth, where you learn all you need to know about building your wealth and protecting your money. Jolyn Free is a senior vice president of Stevens, and she's here to tell us how to become a more successful investor. Welcome, Jolyn.
Thank you so much, Veronica.
Jolyn, so first, you said we need to set reasonable expectations. Tell us about that.
Well, sometimes clients come in and say that they want maximum returns without taking any risk, which, of course, is on the face of it impossible.
Right.
So, finding that balance between the way an investor wants her money to behave and the results that he or she needs over an appropriate time horizon is really the most important work that the advisor and the investor can do together. It's very personal, and it has everything to do with proper portfolio construction.
Right. And also that person's risk tolerance, because they may say they want these astronomical returns, but they may not be willing to take the necessary risk in order to get them. It may not be good for them to do that either.
That's absolutely true. And that's what I mean when I talk about how the money is supposed to behave.
Right. So you have that in line with your expectation. Now, you said there's a purpose for our money, and that comes into understanding how successful we can be. What did you mean by that?
Exactly. A purpose-driven investment process means that the goals of the investor are always clearly in mind. And as long as an investor is focused on the goals, they're much better able to filter out a lot of the noise of daily market activity. Because a smart investor knows that daily fluctuations have really very little to do with long-term results.
That's so I agree with you completely, but that's also so difficult to do when you see some of the volatility we've been seeing. So how do you kind of keep your eyes on the prize, as it were?
Well, part of it is usually by looking backwards, quite frankly. We say, remember how it felt when we were going through this period of time? And remember that we kept our eyes on the prize. We kept our goal very squarely in mind. We didn't panic out of the market. And look how much better we survived than if we had panicked and sold.
Right. And that way you're not making emotional decisions. You're not doing it based on how you feel that day or what headline you just saw. Good point. Investing regularly is also key to being successful.
Right. That's just a disciplined approach so that an investor is adding funds in both up and down markets. And that also tends to take a lot of the emotional decision making out of the process. It results in having more shares purchased when stocks have dropped a bit, and fewer shares purchased when they're a little more expensive. And that is a really good discipline.
For sure. Now, you said a key to being successful is not comparing ourselves with other investors. Tell us about that.
I hear this from time to time. Someone will come in and say, oh, well, so-and-so told me at a cocktail party that their advisor told him exactly when to sell right at the top of the market and then exactly when to get back in right at the bottom. And I always think, gosh, I would really like to see that person's statement.
Yeah, that's right.
Really, it's important to measure your own success by your own standards and to take responsibility for your decision-making. And that's good advice for any aspect of life, I think.
Indeed. And any last tips on how we can become successful?
Well, I think having a good, strong plan with a lot of integrity gives the investor a lot of confidence so that they are confident that they know what they're in it for. They don't have to know everything about what they own, but they do need to know why they own it, and they need to know how it contributes to the achievement of their goals. And they do that in dialogue with a trusted advisor.
Excellent tips. Thank you so much, Jolyn, for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
This has been Watching Your Wealth, a production of The Wall Street Journal. I'm Veronica Dagger. Thanks for listening.